but he bust you over.
Uh-huh.
I seen Thor one time, it paralyzed him, and I had to drag him out.
Gosh. Well, do you have one word then for that particular thing? Or?
Well, it's dangerous.
Uh-huh. Well, would you call it a belly buster or a belly guy?
Yeah, belly buster is about what I believe would be the proper thing.
Okay. Let's see, a child might get down on the floor and tuck his head under like that and roll over.
Uh-huh, turn some say it.
Okay. Somebody says, did he swim across the river? And you say, yes, he, what, across?
He swam across.
Okay. Did he dive in? Yes, he.
Did.
Okay, but you want to use dive.
Yeah.
So you say.
Well, he dived under the water.
Okay. Did he drown? Yes, he was.
Almost drowned.
Okay. A baby gets down on all fours and what across the floor?
Oh.
Okay. Did he climb the tree? Yes, he.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but climb now. Did he climb it? Yes, he.
Yes, he climbed it. Yes, he climbed it.
Now, a child might do this. He might get down just like this. What do you call it if he gets down like this and maybe hides behind a piece of furniture or something? You'd say
he's hiding, squatting.
Okay.
Squatting in a hiding.
Okay. Now, to say her prayers, a little girl might what down?
Kneel down.
Okay. And so somebody might say, did she kneel down? And you'd say, yes, she.
Yes, she kneeled down.
Okay. I'm tired. I think I'll, what, down for a while?
I'll lay down a while.
Okay. A man had the day off, and so he, what, in bed all day?
Lay in the bed off.
Okay. Did you dream last night? Yes, I.
Yes, I dreamed.
Okay. And what, early this morning?
Got up early this morning.
Uh-huh. And again now, before you get up, you.
Woke up.
Okay. What do you call this? To do this is.
Stomping.
Okay. After a dance, a man might say to a girl, may I what you home?
May I see you home.
Okay. And now, would this be whether he was on foot or in a car, either way?
Well.
Or would he say something
see
different?
See you home, that would mean either way.
Okay.
Escort
yeah.
would be the same.
Now, let's see. If you had to get something out of a ditch or something, you might get a rope and tie it to it and what?
And a snitch.
Where do you get a rope and
pull it.
Yeah. And if a car broke down, you might have to get behind and
push.
Okay. Now, if you had a very heavy suitcase that you had to get from one place to another. Okay. And so, did you tote the suitcase? Yes, I
did. Yes, I totally did.
Okay. Now, if a child reaches up to put his hand on something that he shouldn't, you might slap his hand and say, Don't
touch that.
Okay. If you want a pencil from another room, you might say to a child, go
in there and borrow a pencil.
Okay. And you want to get across the idea that you want him to take it in here to where you are. So mm-hmm. you'd say, go what, me a pencil?
Go and bring me a pencil.
Okay. In football, when they go across a line and score, they go across what line?
No, I ain't acquainted with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Across the goal.
Okay.
Yes. I know about nothing about the football because when it comes on, I kick
it. Let's see now. When children are playing tag, they usually have a place that they try to run to, a place they can't get caught if they touch it or run up on it. What do you call that?
The base.
Okay. A boy might throw up a ball and try to
catch it.
Okay. And then you might ask, who what the ball?
Who caught the ball?
Okay. If you're late, I'm supposed to meet you later on.
Uh-huh.
And I say, well, I may be late. And you say, oh, that's okay. If you're late, I'll wait.
I'll just wait.
I'll wait what, you?
A while.
Well, you want to get across the point. If you're late, I'll wait what, you?
I'll wait for you.